Hello, Sylvia here. Many years ago, I wrote about a man, well known in Yorkshire, who was born in the 1700s. His name was John Metcalfe, but he was better known as Blind Jack of Knaresborough, who was famous for road building. But until I picked up a copy of a magazine, this is Y, big capital Y, welcome to Yorkshire, I had no idea of the range of his activities, until I read an account of his life by Joe Shute. So, here goes. John Metcalfe was born in 1717 and was said to be completely blinded by smallpox at the age of 6. You might have thought that that would have ended the possibility of an active life in those terms, but no. Mr. Shute tells us that he became a man of many talents: musician, horse dealer, military adventurer, smuggler, and the man who shaped the modern motorway system of the north. He was also a heavy drinker and a gambler as well. Personally, I would take issue with the presumption that Jack was completely blind, as one illustration shows him riding a horse and speaking to a man on the ground, holding the rolled-up plans of the road building. As a sighted rider, I know how difficult negotiating rough terrain while mounted can be. If the rider is Jack, then I think we can assume he would be regarded today as partially sighted, which would explain how he would be able to be involved in so many activities, including being physically involved in battle. Even if he had a modicum of sight, this does not detract from his achievements. Knaresborough has many reminders of his life with statues, blue plaque, and in Harrogate, there's the Blind Jack's Pub and the Blind Jack Tavern in Knaresborough. Through his music, he performed at various country houses across the country. William Thornton, MP for York, became his patron, and when Thornton raised a company of the Yorkshire Blues to fight in Scotland during the Jacobite Rebellion, Jack also went. He took an active part, not only as musician. He was a skilled rabble-rouser, and his experiences led him to organising a smuggling route from Knaresborough into Scotland. In 1752, a new turnpike was proposed between Harrogate and Boroughbridge. Jack bid for the contract, won it, and it led to him building 180 miles of roads in 5 counties, within budget and over very difficult terrain. It was said that on foot and horseback he had explored more of Britain than most of his contemporaries, and he could tell areas he was familiar with by smell, feel and touch. There is a splendid full-size bronze statue of Jack with his viameter measuring device in the town's marketplace. His epitaph ends, "Reader, like him, exert thy utmost talent given." And through immeasurable talent and sheer force of will, he ended up changing his fate. Bye for now.